Hey there, Covenant family. I pray that wherever you find yourself today, you will feel or at least know that our loving God is present with you. Today, we are talking about a brand new and developing ministry connection for Covenant Church. It's a global ministry building on our past work that has seen youth teams go to Nicaragua. It's seen us sponsor refugees from the Middle East. Today, I'm going to share about our desire to connect with a church in Santa Clara, Cuba. That is our topic for this Covenant Weekly for January 23rd, 2024. Back in November, Leticia Jeffkins and I participated in a learning trip to Cuba to meet with some of our Be in Christ brothers and sisters. Hermanos en Cristo en Cuba, as the denomination is called there, is a family of over 100 small churches that stretches across the island nation. And to them, this idea of being family in Christ is really important. When we were there, we were embraced in this way. I'm not going to rehearse all of the details about this learning tour. We shared at a coffee and conversation gathering, and I've already posted a blog about this. You can find the post at www.covenantchurch.ca/blog. The slides we share as a part of a Covenant coffee and conversation gathering are there to view. Today, I'm going to briefly share what our thoughts are moving forward. First, we are prioritizing a relationship with one church on the outskirts of Santa Clara, Cuba. Casa de Ferez, House of Perez, is a church led by Ismael M. Badai. We had the privilege of staying with them and meeting their family, several other leaders at the church, and participating in a special gathering that the church had while we were there. Secondly, the purpose of this relationship we are pursuing is not primarily for us to provide aid and assistance to people there, although they do need aid and assistance right now. There are three things we would like to see happen in this relationship. First is mutual encouragement. Our prayer is that both Covenant and Casa de Ferez will be encouraged as we get to know each other more and cheer each other on in kingdom service in our unique contexts. Second is shared learning. As we interact with each other, we want to be open to learning from each other, discerning how to understand the Jesus way, learning about different ways God might be leading, learning about things we've forgotten along the way, perhaps. Learning about issues we've never been aware of or have been able to ignore. Third thing we'd like to do in this relationship is practical service. We want to serve each other and be served. Because we have greater freedom for travel and greater access to resources, there will hopefully be lots of ways we can be of practical service to them. Over time, we would like to find ways that they can be of practical service to us, too. What does this look like in the near future and for the long term? The most honest answer is that we don't know for sure, but we do have some ideas and are looking to make some plans. Here are some of the things we're talking about and dreaming about. We're planning to take small groups of people to Santa Clara to build relationships with people at the church there, beyond me and Leticia. In my dreams, it would be great to see a small group of people go there once per year, maybe in the fall, to take some practical resources and to build relationships with them. Those trips wouldn't be pampered vacations. I can tell you from experience that they would love to host us in their humble homes where the comforts we are used to aren't paramount, but gracious service is boldly on display. We are praying and dreaming about some of our youth participating in visiting Cuba. We would love to have youth as a part of our regular teams, but Hermanos en Cristo in Cuba has a strong emphasis on youth and young adults. Before COVID, they ran biannual youth events at the Church and National Training Center in Palmira, which is about an hour away from Santa Clara. When those restart, we would love to take some mature youth and young adults to participate in that event alongside the Cuban youth and young adults. Another thing that we might be able to do is we may be able to help with building projects. The church in Santa Clara has some long-term dreams regarding their facility. The work they do on their building is largely done by volunteers. We may be able to help fund those dreams and send people to work alongside them to physically help them build. As relationships are built, we would like to receive and share regular updates, both for ministry and personal updates. Their most common way of communicating is through WhatsApp, and that's a resource we can use to remain in regular dialogue with people that we come to know and love there. Another thing is that we could be the conduit for resources that for the people that we get to know. If Covenant people are traveling through Santa Clara on vacation, we can send resources for the church to use in their ministry there. We wouldn't put this expectation on anyone who wasn't comfortable doing it, but if you were going to Cuba and wanted to participate in this way, it's something we could help facilitate. Long term, we would love to be able to host some of our Cuban family from Santa Clara here. It's a much bigger challenge because of the limitations the Cuban government has on travelers, but this would be an exciting way for them to get to know us. I've joked that we could host a group of Cuban young people in February so they could engage in the ministry of snow shoveling. So, how could you get involved right away? First would be to provide resources that will go to Santa Clara in February. Thanks to some overwhelming generosity, my family will be making a trip to Cuba, leaving on February 18th and getting back on February 25th. We'll be spending a few days in Santa Clara before getting a ride up to the North Coast to stay at a resort for a few days. I'm excited for my family to meet Isabel, Madai, their family, and other friends I made at the church in Santa Clara. I'm excited for the people in Santa Clara to meet Angie, Micah, and Josiah. When we go, we want to take resources to give to them. Any help you can be to help provide these things would be great. The first thing we'd love to take is Bibles. They shared this as a need when we were there in November. We'd love to take a pile of Bibles, but to keep things consistent, we've got an Amazon link to a translation of paperback Bibles that we'd like to take. If you're listening to this, you can go to the blog of this and look at that link. You can buy Bibles yourself and get them to John and Angie before February 11th, or you can give John and Angie some money and they'll purchase the Bibles directly. If we get more Bibles than we can take on this trip, we'll take them on a future trip. Another thing we'd love to take is some personal items. Several personal items are hard to come by in Cuba right now. We can't take everything, so we'd like to prioritize over-the-counter medications and related items. Things like ibuprofen, acetaminophen, antihistamines, antacids, antibacterial ointments, bandages, sterile gauze pads, etc. We would want all these items to be new and unopened. We may be able to fill this bag out with other personal items and maybe some kids' or youth clothes to wrap things in, but we might not be able to take everything everyone wants to send. One thing we're talking about is the potential of a video projector. This is a long shot, but if someone has a good quality used projector that they would like to donate, the church in Santa Clara would love to get one to show Christian movies for their community, particularly for kids. Another way beyond providing resources that you could get involved is to be a part of a team that will take the lead in helping us build this relationship. We need people to join Leticia and me in getting excited about this, planning teams to go visit, and discerning what practical ways we can serve our Cuban siblings. It would be especially exciting to have Spanish speakers join this team. My ideal would be to see a group band together to support or even be a team of people to go to Santa Clara this fall. A third way to get involved is to give financially. Our global fund will be used to support this new ministry and help trips and resources get to our church family in Cuba to support and encourage them. Finally, a fourth way would be to pray for this ministry and to pray for the church in Santa Clara. They are under-resourced and in very challenging circumstances. The U.S. policies against Cuba have been harsher over the past few years than at any point since the early 60s. As a result, their income is dropping, expenses and inflation are rising, and it's impacting everything from medical supplies to gas to food. Even food they grow themselves often isn't making it to the people who need it because gas shortages don't allow it to be transported. The Cuban people are resilient, but millions of young people have risked their lives to flee the country because they feel there's no hope if they stay. Those who do stay often feel this hopelessness, but can't escape their situation. All of these things impact the church members, and the ability of the church to serve their community. Please pray for our Hermanos en Cristo en Cuba family. Thanks so much for bearing with me as I share about something I have become passionate about. I look forward to seeing where God may lead us in this relationship. If you want more information or want to meet for a coffee to see pictures and to hear me talk about this for a couple of hours, please let me know. My email is John, J-O-N, at covenantchurch.ca. I'd appreciate your prayers for my family as we go to visit our brothers and sisters in Cuba in a little less than a month. God is at work in our lives, in our community, and around the world. It's exciting that we get to participate in answering the prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."